Hello, my lovely little cherubs, and how are you all today? Just as well as I am, I hope. Oh, it's stopped raining for a little while, and the sun's coming out, and it's still hot. Still hot, even though we've had lots of rain last night. So, anyway, it's a working day today. And a school day. So I hope that whatever you're doing, you're having fun, but I hope that you can stop long enough to listen to the story. So today I'm going to read a story called Dear Sisters, and it's from the great Cinderella. So here goes. "I had the strangest dream," Cinderella told her mouse friends one morning while she was getting ready for another day of drudgery. "My fairy godmother sprinkled happy dust over Anastasia and Drizella, and they were so nice to me." "But that was only a dream," Jack warned her.
"I know," Cinderella told him.
"Oh, but it was so nice. But I think I'll try to pretend that it really happened. Whenever they're horrid to me, I'll pretend they actually said something sweet and kind."
They don't seem so sweet and kind to me," Jack told Gus as the three went downstairs. Gus nodded in agreement.
"Wash my dresses!" Drizella threw her laundry at Cinderella. "And polish my shoes," Anastasia opened her wardrobe door. "All of them. Do the dishes and mop the floor. Draw the curtains and clean the rugs."
"Right away, sisters," Cinderella sang out, "as sweet as you please. Thank you." All day long, Drizella and Anastasia barked orders at Cinderella. But no matter what they asked her to do, Cinderella always sang back, "Right away, sisters," or, "Oh, you're too kind." Finally, Anastasia pulled Drizella aside. "No matter what we tell Cinderella to do, she stays happy," Anastasia said. "She acts like we're doing her a favour. It's really making me nervous."
"Do you think she's gone mad?" Drizella asked.
Oh, Anastasia looked worried.
She could be.
Who knows just what she's capable of? Just then, Cinderella walked in. She stopped, surprised to see her stepsisters looking at her as though she were crazy.
"Why, my dear sisters, whatever can be the matter? I do hope you're not ill," she said.
"Dear sisters," quavered Anastasia. "You called us your... dear sisters?" She and Drizella edged towards the door.
"Of course," said Cinderella. "I adore you both. I'm the luckiest girl in the world to have such kind and caring siblings."
That did it. Convinced that Cinderella had lost her mind, the two stepsisters turned and ran. Cinderella listened as her sister's doors slammed shut. Then she smiled at Gus and Jack, who had been watching the whole time. "They may not actually be caring or good-natured," Cinderella said to the mice. "They'll be too frightened to come out of their rooms for at least a couple of hours. Who's up for a game of hide-and-seek while we've got the run of the house?" The mice squeaked happily
and the friends spent a lovely afternoon together, while Anastasia and Drizella cowered under their beds. Best place for them, isn't it? Oh, that was a nice story. I like Cinderella. So, I hope you enjoyed it. And, as usual, if you're listening to this during the day, have a wonderful, wonderful day, whatever you're doing. Play nicely and enjoy whatever you do. If you're listening to it at night time, night night, sleep tight, and have beautiful dreams. And I will see you all tomorrow for yet another story. But whatever you do, make sure you stay safe, okay? And come back and join me tomorrow. Bye for now.